Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we had him on the schedule for 8 in the morning Montana time, but he must have had it on the schedule for Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill time, 8 in the morning. But what the heck? He's on the phone lines. Let's roll with it. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke. Hey, great to hear from you. Top of the morning to you there, Commander.
Top of the morning. I escaped Washington, D.C. I think we averted a disaster by not shutting the government down. You know, I advised the president. I said, look, guys, we're in a very contentious, I think the most important election of my life. You do not want to hand over the keys to the administration to talk about who's critical, who's not critical, because it can have all sorts of down-ticket political, you know, I would say tomfoolery. So I'm glad we stepped out and let's focus on November 5th.
You know, I wish we could. Obviously, nobody likes these continuing resolutions, et cetera, but given the numbers in the House, yeah, I mean, nobody likes them. Nobody wants to have them, so it's easy for everybody to criticize them, but the numbers in the House are what the numbers in the House are, and so you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, kind of.
Well, Aaron, quite frankly, you know, you go back to Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. No money should be moved to the Treasury unless by consequence of appropriations. So these continuing resolutions, omnibuses, mandatory, discretionary, all these boxes have been created to allow Congress one thing, to avoid tough decisions. And Congress has to do their job. So I'm convinced that we will come back in December, we will finish our work, we'll get the appropriations done, and clear the plate for President Trump to have an effective 100 days.
Yeah, well, and I think also, you know, look, things are looking good for House Republicans, but we got to push everything, fight through the finish line here, obviously. I just heard you were on Sunday Morning Futures with, or not Sunday Morning Futures, whatever Maria Bartiromo's weekday program is, but you had some great comments there as I was scrolling through the Fox News Radio affiliate website.
Well, I mean, we look at what we face, you know, overseas. We face Ukraine, no plan, you know, $200+ billion in. Now you have Israel, you know, probably going to move into Lebanon. They don't have no choice, right? And then you have Vice President Harris. Harris doesn't even know we have troops in combat zones. Well, if you have special forces in like 65 countries, you know, special forces is engaged in very dangerous places around the world. And what, the vice president who sits on the National Security Council doesn't remember? It is astonishing, Aaron. Astonishing. And, you know, this is an important election. We got to focus.
All right. Let's see. We got to take a quick break here, and then about our three-minute break here as we get to news and weather here first thing in the morning, and then I'll check in with Congressman Ryan Zinke here during the break. Yeah, several topics that I definitely wanted to cover here this morning. First, we'll talk about Iran trying to assassinate President Donald J. Trump. So why are the Iranians allowed on American soil? And, you know, we're protecting these clowns at the UN, but Donald Trump doesn't have enough protection to go to his own rally outdoors. It's crazy.
Securing America.
Congress has passed a continuing resolution to continue funding the government through most of December, but that doesn't please the military, which still has to operate under the terms of the fiscal year 2024 budget, as the more than $852 billion budget request for fiscal year 2025 has yet to be approved. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin releasing a statement Thursday claiming the CR will, quote, create uncertainty throughout the U.S. military and put us at a strategic disadvantage. In letters to both the Senate and House Appropriation Committees last week, Army Secretary Christine Wormuth stated that operating at 2024 levels would cause delays in over $8 billion worth of investments, including air and missile defense programs and munitions production. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall has warned the CR would impact modernization projects, and Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro warned about delays in constructing America's newest submarines. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Sky stays sunny across the area for today. High temperatures ranging from around 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet. Low temperatures from around 50 to 55. And then for Saturday, still staying sunny and warm. Highs of 83 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings vicinity. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And next week is going to be busy. We've got the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting in Great Falls on Wednesday. I'll be there live in Great Falls. Thursday, live from Whitefish and the Montana Equipment Dealers Association. So we better keep the phone lines open for Friday's show, barring another big guest that we schedule in the meantime. Yeah, Friday, always a good time to do open lines. Friday, Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here. The show where you get to talk.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get delicious Kroger pasta sauce or pasta for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Tyson boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hear News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL, your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana Talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me see here. So I was chatting with Congressman Zinke during that break there, and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear him. So I don't know if we lost him on the phone line or not. Let me check it. Congressman, are you still with us on the phone line there? Okay, yeah, I think we lost his call. All right, we'll check in with his team there. Yeah, I think we lost his phone call right there during the middle of the break. Hopefully our phone lines are running fine. Well, it looks like he may be ringing back in right now. But, yeah, one of the things I wanted to talk about, you guys might remember, earlier this week, Wednesday, we were supposed to have an interview. We were supposed to be joined by his Democrat opponent, by Democrat congressional candidate Monica Tranel. She was supposed to join us Wednesday on the show, and then there was a last-minute cancellation, so she didn't join us. But then again, she hasn't joined us for, you know, she didn't join us 2 years ago when she was a candidate then. She's never taken your phone calls. And so anyway, she claims it was a family medical issue. And so either way, but Congressman Zinke, your Democrat opponent is clearly flip-flopping on the border. Kamala Harris heading to the southern border today. It's like Kamala, John Tester, and your opponent are all following the same flip-flopping strategy.
Well, they don't have any policy, and this is what they're touting, right? They're touting this bipartisan border deal. By the way, it never made it to the Senate. It didn't even make it out of committee. And this is what it would have done. It would have codified catch and release. It would have allowed 1.6 million immigrants in, illegal immigrants, before they shut the gate down. It didn't do anything for the border. It didn't do anything, you know, processing third country. But what it did do is it gave legal services. It gave health care. And it gave jobs. And, you know, it wasn't a border bill. It was an amnesty bill. Anyway, every issue you see Harris starts at the top, right? Harris, all of a sudden, I love fracking. I love guns. I won't take them. That's not what you said. And then they go, same thing with John Tester. What they say and what they do are different animals. And that's why John Tester's struggling. Is there's people probably figured out that John Tester, he doesn't do what he says he does. And I think America's, you know what? We may agree or disagree, but don't lie. You know, Monica, don't lie about your positions because you change because it's convenient, politically convenient. Just, you know, stay with what you believe in. Stay with Montana. Stay the Constitution. She can't do it.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened to her electric vehicle. She was bragging on Twitter about this EV that she purchased, and then, but now she pretends to be Minivan Monica, and it's like, you live in a mansion. Like, what are you pretending to be? I mean, it's just like this phony, I'm a middle class, you know.
Well, remember the Inflation Reduction Act. It, quote, from Monica, it's awesome. I think we just lived through 3.5 years of awesome, especially at the grocery court, the gas station. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act did more to hurt American families, middle class, people just trying to get by, go to work, than any other bill I can think of. So, you know, it's not awesome. It was terrible.
Yeah. When you were on with Maria Bartiromo earlier this morning, she was talking with you about, you know, these assassination attempts on President Trump and how Iran, the terrorist regime in Tehran, is trying to assassinate President Trump. Not only President Trump, but threats against his cabinet members as well. You were one of President Trump's cabinet members. And so it's just outrageous that there is no consequences, there are no major repercussions for the Iranian regime with everything they've done, with everything they've been doing. They've been targeting our troops and more, and yet no repercussions for this regime. John Tester and Joe Biden keep the oil money flowing to the regime.
When you look at Iran, what are they funding? They have funded Hamas, they've funded Hezbollah, they've funded the Houthis that are firing missiles, and Iran has launched direct intercontinental ballistic missiles at Israel. That's where we're at. And you're right. This administration, Biden administration, Harris administration, Tester, has allowed them to circumnavigate sanctions, billions of dollars in sanctions. When they launch direct strikes at Israel, what do? We launch strikes against what? Porta-potties in the desert? And so, you know, if you're going to get serious about the Middle East, and Israel is serious, because Israel understands that they are threatened, their very existence is threatened. And with me on October 7th, you know, reminds me a lot about, you know, September 11th. These guys came in, they knocked down our towers, they killed American people on October 7th. Hamas did the same thing. I don't care where those people go. There should be no sanctuary in the face of the planet for those barbarians.
And yet they're allowed to come to New York City during the UN meeting. And now the Secret Service is claiming that Trump can't go to an outdoor rally because they have to provide protection to these folks at the UN meeting in New York City. Then why are they? They're basically allowing them to interfere in our elections once again.
Well, you look at, I was in D.C. when Prime Minister Netanyahu gave a speech to the joint session. And I witnessed Hamas at Union Square take our flags down and burn them and spray paint Hamas is here, death to America. And the same thing's going to happen in New York. These guys are terrorists. They're terrorist organizations. We should do what we always should do with terrorists is find them and knock them out.
Congressman Ryan Zinke, you got to take another quick break here, get to our Farm and Ranch report and more. Always great to have you on the show. If you want to stick around, it's a little bit lengthy of a break here, but if you want to stick around, feel free. We'll keep mixing up with you, but if you got to run, I understand as well, because it sounds like you've already been mixing it up with national interviews, local interviews, and more. Yeah, we'll get to your news and weather and your Farm and Ranch report here, and then we'll be back with you here in just a quick few minutes.
Democracy 24.
My pronouns are she, her, and hers.
That was Vice President Kamala Harris in 2019, talking about her support for using tax money to pay for sex reassignment surgery for transgender inmates. A few years earlier, two male inmates who wanted to become women filed lawsuits against California. Then State Attorney General Harris made it happen.
I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need.
So far, California has paid more than $4 million on sex reassignment treatments for more than 1,600 inmates.
I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy.
Now, however, campaign spokesman Michael Harris says that's not her position.
This is not what she's proposing. It's not what she's running on.
William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Skies stay sunny across the area for today. High temperatures ranging from around 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet. Low temperatures from around 50 to 55. And then for Saturday, still staying sunny and warm. Highs of 83 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings vicinity. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, there are jobs being threatened right now. We've already lost hundreds of mining jobs at the Stillwater Mine. We can't afford to lose more. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Big rally for Montana Coal in Roundup, rallying for the coal mining jobs there. We could lose jobs by the end of this year. We could lose the entire mine next year if something doesn't happen. Details on the Montana Coal Rally, go to MontanaTalks.com, and I'll see you there Friday, 4 to 6 in Roundup.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, Wyoming state agencies have taken the next step in the Bureau of Land Management's continuing Rock Springs resource management planning process. On Thursday, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon told me that these protests represent an effort to help correct a planning effort gone awry.
Our state agencies submitted their protests to the BLM over the Rock Springs RMP this week. Those comments address issues those state agencies raised when they commented on the draft plan. At the end of October, I have the opportunity to file my consistency review, which is the governor's official and formal protest. Then we will wait for the record of decision, which is needed to pursue any further legal action.
Now, Governor Gordon also said that protests are a standard part of the National Environmental Protection Act, or NEPA, process, and that they're extremely important in addressing issues raised by state agencies in their comments on the draft RMP, which were not carried forward to the final environmental impact statement, or EIS, released back on August 23rd. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Attention all growers and ag retailers. Tired of losing the war against wild oats? It's time to bring in the big guns. Avidex and Fargo herbicides from Gowan USA. These Group 15 herbicides are your ticket to controlling Group 1 and Group 2 resistant wild oats and suppressing brome and ryegrass. Don't let these weeds invade your field. Take charge. Contact your local ag retailer today. Get your hands on Avidex and Fargo. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You'll get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Well, the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association is responding to a recent Department of Energy announcement that the agency would launch a study to explore how to replace the power and services provided by the four lower Snake River dams in the PNW. National Rural Electric Cooperative Association CEO Jim Matheson said, "It's yet another step down the dangerous path toward dam breaching, which would jeopardize reliable electricity for millions of Americans in the Pacific Northwest." He said, "Not only does this expose a severe lack of understanding about the importance of keeping the lights on, it also reveals a misplaced desire to undermine our nation's essential portfolio of carbon-free hydroelectric resources without considering the cost." And finally this morning, according to AgriPulse, rural residents, regardless of political party, are more concerned about inflation than their counterparts in metro areas, according to a quarterly survey that has been tracking voter attitudes about the cost of food. Now, rural residents, they say, are often harder hit by inflation. Some 44.5% of Metro Democrats and 31.7% of non-Metro Democrats expect inflation to improve by November, compared to 25% of Metro Republicans and 14.2% of Republicans who live in non-Metro areas. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemeth.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, sounds like Congressman Ryan Zinke is able to stick with us for a few more minutes. He said, look, I'm already up. I'm already having coffee. Why not stick around here? You know, Congressman, one point that I've been wanting to make about this whole Iran trying to assassinate President Trump story here. I think it also needs to be pointed out that the Iranian terrorist regime also tried to kill Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy when he was a Navy SEAL overseas. And again, to make the point that this terrorist regime in Tehran has been, you know, attacking our troops, killing our troops. They now are interfering in our elections. They hacked into the Trump campaign. And yet John Tester and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are just allowing that regime to continue doing business as usual.
Well, Iran is a central threat. And there are three in the axis of evil at the moment. You have Russia, you have China, and you have Iran. Iran is the most active, I think, on terrorist organizations, but don't be fooled. You know, China has integrated into our logistics systems, our supply chain, particularly in the EV world. You know, over 80% of the components and materials necessary for EV is all wrapped up by China. When these people talk about energy, and you just went through the Snake River, which I absolutely opposed. Look, you know, our dam system is more than power. You know, our dam system provides recreation, flood control, drought control, mitigation, transportation. So it's a system. And when you start taking down components of the system, I can tell you upstream interests, particularly Montana, will be absolutely adversely affected. And there's no alternatives. So let's be clear.
Let's talk some Montana-specific stuff here while we got you here for another four or five minutes or so. I'm going to skip the Fox News update so we can have some more time with you here. What are some of the Montana-specific stuff that you've been working on Capitol Hill that doesn't get all the attention, you know, like the big national news stories of the day, et cetera?
Well, you know, our infrastructure projects, you know, we talk about affordable housing. Well, let's take Sealy Lake. You know, part of the problem with Sealy Lake on Pyramid was they just don't have the ability to build up there because of the water sewer. We worked hard to, you know, look at our funding and you know, look, you know, the bridge in Big Fork is just as important as the bridge in Baltimore. And so we have been successful, and you know, housing is a big deal. So the Helper Act, you know, that allowed, you know, no down payment for teachers, first responders, law enforcement, you know, to help those people. And look, they're not a big risk at all. They're you know, employees, they low risk. They're going to be around a long time, so they should benefit from that. But we really got to work on to the affordability, and we can get there. But you know, free is not the answer, because it just drives spending up, and that's just what we faced with inflation. That's what we're facing now under the Biden, Harris, Monica economic plan of doom.
Well, just like our friends in eastern Montana are concerned about the Biden administration trying to tear down the hydropower dams in the Pacific Northwest, I know our friends in western Montana are concerned about these attacks on our coal industry. And I know, you know, we've got a big coal rally in Roundup later today, 4 to 6 this afternoon, supporting Montana coal and supporting the coal mine south of Roundup. I know you've been a big advocate fighting for Montana coal and our mining jobs, not just in Roundup, but all across the state.
Well, you look at, you know, the head of the EPA, which I had him in committee. You know, Colstrip meets every standard with mercury. They're trying to get Colstrip on particulate. I mean, you have more particulate dried up the North Fork gravel road or up to Spotted Bear than you do with coming out of those stacks. No, it's just they are fundamentally against coal. They're fundamentally against fossil fuel. Doesn't matter how expensive alternatives is. Doesn't matter whether we're more dependent on China for our energy needs. They are singularly focused on eliminating American energy. And look, we do it better, more cleaner than anyone else. And I'll stand by this statement. When I was secretary, we were 8.3 million barrels a day in production. 2 years, we were over 12, world's largest producer of energy, and you know what? We lowered emissions because no one does it better than the United States of America. And if you want to look at how to produce energy, it's crazy. You'll look what this administration is doing. It's getting it from Venezuela. They mine hydrocarbons, Aaron, with a backhoe. Come on.
Well, maybe just to, we got about a minute or so to go here, and Congressman, again, great having you here in the early morning hours of this show. How do you think the elections are looking right now here in the final stretch here with a little over a month to go?
Well, I think America's going to decide, Montana's going to decide the right choice. Look, there's two choices. You know, we can continue down this path of socialism, of government, government takeover of healthcare, of banking, et cetera, woke, where somehow, you know, a mediocre man can compete and destroy an excellent female. You know, come on. In our schools, get it out of the schools. So I think America's going to make the right choice. I think if I was a radical environmental from Missoula, I'd be worried. And if I was 350 pounds of I would say, bovine exhaust, I'd be worried too.
Well, you did better with in Butte than I think Republicans running for. Well, it's first time we've had this Western Congressional District. Bottom line is Butte is looking better and better for Republicans all the time. And the fact that you've got a far left radical Democrat candidate certainly doesn't help the Democrats in places like Butte. Congressman, thanks for your time. Great to have you on the show. And top of the morning to you back there in the Flathead.
It's great to be back in Montana, and God bless everyone.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. Hey, yesterday we had a great phone call from Tim in Billings. He's got some young people with him that are going to join us in studio next.
Continuing to cope with a rash of threats of violence that have plagued a number of campuses after classes resumed. In one of the latest cases, Mineral County arrested a juvenile who's expected to face charges after making what Sheriff Ryan Funke calls a credible threat this week. Schools continue to operate as usual, but there have been more officers on and around the schools in Superior. Blackfeet law enforcement has continued to deal with threats in the Browning schools, arresting a juvenile earlier this week for threats that have been made on TikTok. Officers have continued to have an increased presence on campus and also took an interesting tack on the problem, holding a joint assembly with the Glacier County Sheriff, FBI, and other agencies to educate students on the consequence of making threats, but also offer help in navigating difficult situations. The Fine Art of Montana's Rural Teachers Educating Multiple Age Students is being honored again this week, with a teacher from Power being selected as Montana Teacher of the Year.
A Teton County educator is being honored as Montana's 2025 Teacher of the Year. The Office of Public Instruction announced that Don Seavers from Power Schools was selected for the award from a group of four finalists. Seaver teaches 7th through 12th graders in multiple subjects, including English, Spanish, and art. She attended the University of Great Falls and University of Montana. OPI says Seavers will now represent the Treasure State in the National Teacher of the Year program. Reporting for the Montana State News Network, I'm Jason Laird.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is awarding the state $2 million to pay for an expansion of the Montana State Veterans Cemetery at Fort Harrison. The cemetery currently serves more than 22,000 veterans and their families. The money will pay for hundreds of new pre-placed crypts, columbarium niches, cremains, grave sites, and landscaping. Governor Greg Gianforte says the expansion will ensure the legacy of our heroes. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions.
On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so this is really cool. We got three live guests in studio. You know, it's rare that we have guests on the show here in the early morning hour of the program, here in the 6 o'clock hour, but we got some great ones for you. And what a fit for Freedom Friday. George Blacker joins us in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. But we got a great phone call from Tim in Billings. I think it was yesterday. And he said, look, I want to share some good news. These young people, man, it's incredible the things that our young people are doing right now, and kind of led to a great conversation about, I wonder, with all the craziness that's been going on in the world, all these electronic devices pumping out all this garbage. You had all the COVID lockdowns, mask mandates. You've had this radical transgender agenda pushing all this craziness, and they're pushing all this craziness on young people. And I wonder if young people are pushing back, if it's turning young people in another direction. And Tim called in. He said, hey, there was this event at the West High football field on Wednesday night in Billings called Fields of Faith. And big turnout amongst young people apparently at that one. But we've got three young ladies who were there for this event. Let's start with Grace, because Grace, you've actually been in our studios before. So good to see you again.
Hi, Aaron.
Tell us what is Fields of Faith and what was it like on Wednesday night?
So Fields of Faith was just a big citywide gathering of all students, high school, some middle school, where you just came together, worshiped, prayed, just to worship Jesus and all that stuff. So
yeah, and Piper, you actually spoke at the event, as I understand it. First off, how was the turnout, and who sponsored the whole event?
It was a lot of churches just came together and wanted to make this event happen. You had Fellowship Christian Athletes came and helped support. You had Harvest come support. Faith E had a bunch of churches that came, and it was an amazing turnout. There was, man, I want to say like hundreds of kids there. It was one of the most incredible experiences that I've had since camp. Like, it was amazing.
So what did you speak? Was there a theme for the Fields of Faith event, or what kind of prompted this whole gathering? What prompted, do you think, these churches to say, hey, let's you know, host this event for young people to focus on faith?
I think there's a lot to go into it. I mean, you wanted to have a big event. The 25th was actually the National Day of Prayer, so we wanted to have some big event just to, hey, this is the people, like, coming together, because gathering is so important, especially in our faith, and it was just an opportunity that started as a dream and turned into an actual thing, and it was amazing.
And what did you speak about?
Yes, we had three groups from different churches. We had a pastor and a student come up, and we talked about what it was like becoming a Christian, the good news, and then what's next. I was able to talk about what's next, and I'm actually starting a club up at Skyview called We Love, and it's a Jesus club inside of our school. And I was able to talk about how you have to be bold in your faith, and you don't have to wait until you're a certain age, or you don't have to wait until you're, you know, past a schooling or whatever. You can be a leader now, and you can have bold faith now.
And then we've got Haley in the house with us as well. Haley, what do you want to tell folks across Montana listening right now about the event or anything else, really?
I think it was a very special event overall, and I feel like if you have any faith of God or anything, that was such an experience, especially staying there, looking around, seeing everyone worship from people across town, and it was just amazing feeling.
And for our listeners that maybe don't go to church or aren't familiar with this concept of worship, describe the concept of worship, the music, the songs, etc.
Worship for me would be like, well, of course it's like singing, but worship expresses how I feel towards Lord, and I feel like if you get a good feeling about any song, that's how I feel about worship. And I feel like they could relate.
Grace, so let's see, two of you are seniors, and then Grace, you're a junior, and are you all at Skyview? Is that where all three of you are? Skyview High School in the Billings Heights? Yeah. So Grace, do you feel like there's something moving among young people? Do you feel like, I mean, you heard my comments earlier, and your dad and I get to chat often. It's always fun chatting with your dad. But do you feel like, I don't know, are kids as divided as the rest of the country seems to be divided right now? Obviously, Montana's a little different than the rest of the country, but or do you think like kids are pushing back at all this craziness that's been shoved down their throats in the last few years?
I think there's kind of a line where there's the kids that don't necessarily attend church and don't believe in Christ yet. And so there's kind of that line where these kids who are Christians, going to church, all this stuff, they're pushing back. They're trying to preach the gospel at a young age, starting their leadership now. And then there's these kids that need to hear the word of God and need to hear the gospel, the good news, all this stuff. And who better to tell them about it than their own peers?
Yeah. Any thoughts from either of you, Haley and Piper?
I see a lot of divisionist, like everywhere I go. I grew up in Oregon and moved here to Montana, and it's definitely more of a small town feeling here, and I love Montana, but there's definitely, I feel like at our school there's a lot of dividedness, but you also have a lot of leaders that are stepping up, and I think that's so important because you need a leader in order to follow sometimes, and I think that's especially the case in our school. And I can see it, but I also see a lot of more people coming together and like, hey, something's not right with what's going on in our world. Like, there needs to be something different. Like, what is there that I don't know? And that's when we're able to step in and talk about Jesus and talk about the Word of God and all of these wonderful things that we have.
Let's see. Haley, your thoughts. Yeah.
I feel like there's a kind of a divide on people scared to show their faith and feel like they're going to get judged. And I feel like that's a big one, especially for new Christians or just people that want to accept something new.
Or politics, too, even.
Yes.
These days, maybe it's views on the Second Amendment. Maybe
yes,
it's views
exactly.
on Trump versus Kamala Harris, whatever mm-hmm. it is. People feel like they're going to get pressured either by their teachers
yeah.
or by their peers if they say what they actually believe or think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, very interesting. What was I thinking here? I think about, you know, it's hard for anybody to be a kid in junior high or high school or whatever, but it sounds like today's youth have it even harder. It's even crazier. I mean, we got fentanyl, there's drugs. We hear about parties where they'll just throw a bunch of prescription drugs into a bowl, and then kids will take pills, and then some of them may not know that it's deadly fentanyl or something like that. And so, I mean, anything you want to say on that front about all the challenges facing, you know, your peers today?
It's terrifying. I mean, we're less than a month into school, and we've already had our second threat of shooting up for Skyview, and it's terrifying. You know, my mom is terrified of me going to school almost every day because you don't know what's going to happen. And it is scary being a teenager because it's, I mean, even like the like national debt, national income, all like that stuff, inflation, like that just goes up and up, and it's like, how are we going to be able to afford, you know, things in the future? And it's terrifying being a teenager now with all of the politics going on because we don't really get a say because we can't vote, but we're still hearing it. So it's
You talk about the national debt and everything. It's like, what kind of a world, what kind of a country are we leaving for you? Right? Do you guys feel that at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else, Grace or Haley, anything you want to share?
I mean, it is terrifying. Like Piper said, we had our second school shooting threat. But, I mean, God is good, and he protects the schools whenever, however. And, you know, it is scary, kind of the mess that the generation before us is leaving for us to kind of come in and clean up. But starting young is a good thing. Starting young in anything is great because you then get to grow in that, and by the time you're an adult, you already have grown and learned through all of these mistakes and learned a bunch of lessons. So starting young is important, and I feel like we need to start now.
Yeah, well, I seem to recall that there's a number of times the Bible says something about not being afraid, don't fear, don't be afraid, don't mm-hmm. worry. It seems like it's stated in there quite a few many times, and maybe that's the message young people and all of us, frankly, need to hear right now. Well, great to see all of you. Hey, if there's other young people out there that want to get involved with what you're all doing, Piper, how can folks get involved with what you're doing at Skyview or maybe start doing similar things at their high school?
Yeah, so we're starting a club, a Jesus club at Skyview. And I mean, these two right here, Grace and Haley, they're supporting the entire way. They're being heavily involved. And I think you just got to be bold in your faith. And if you want to start a club, a Jesus club, man, just go talk to somebody because there are a lot of people who want to as well.
Well, great to see all three of you. Thanks for your time. Is this early rising for you, or are you already up and rolling, getting ready to go to school anyway?
I was up. Haley was not.
A little harder to get Haley rolled this morning. All right. Well, so cool to see all three of you. Thanks for joining us on Montana Talks.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right, back after this.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning
Maybe
Minute.
Somebody can explain what the hell this means, that we need to look holistically at the connection between housing and government incentives.
And looking holistically at the connection between that and housing. And looking holistically at the incentives we in the federal government can create for local and state governments to actually engage in planning in a holistic manner. That includes prioritizing affordable housing for working people.
What the hell is she talking about holistically? We have a housing shortage in the country. Now, I say this, if you want to eliminate the housing shortage, maybe one way to do it is not allow 11 million unvetted illegal immigrants in. But I'm just saying.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
One of the most amazing and consequential changes in the U.S. economy since COVID has been the changing geographic pattern of growth. The population of California has actually fallen, and within the larger metropolitan areas across the country, the dense central business districts are hollowing out, and changes appear to be settling in to stay. On a state-by-state basis, the new clusters of growth are apparent. It's all happening, with only a few exceptions, in the Mountain West and in the South. Montana has recovered 149% of the jobs we lost in the pandemic, which is to say that we've grown way past where we were before the recession hit us. Utah is at 200%. There are a dozen states that have yet to recover what they lost, mostly in the upper Midwest and the Northeast. The worst is Hawaii, still 20% short of their pre-COVID job totals. How and why are these growth shifts happening? Certainly remote work makes some of it possible. Taxes? Crime? It's hard to say. It's also hard to ignore. I'm Patrick Barkey.
What's the easiest choice you can make?
Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
www.americancrossroads.org. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I don't think I've seen the legislative update hit my email inbox yet here, but that's all right, because our friend Tim in Billings, I mentioned him a few minutes ago, he is in the house as well here on this Freedom Friday. First off, Tim, hey, I'm glad the young ladies are allowing you to now take the microphone. I was thinking they might say, no, don't let him get on the microphone now, but they're letting you get on the microphone. But, hey, first off, thanks for lining up these great young ladies to join us on the show. The Bible verse of the day, I'll get a verse of the day emailed to me from this YouVersion Bible app. How cool is it? How cool is this? This is the one for today. And keep in mind, I had already previously scheduled Scott Hagan with the Montana Young Republicans to join us later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. How cool is that, that we just had these young ladies in, and then I got the young Republicans later in the 8 o'clock hour, and that was the verse of the day that came out.
Exactly, and that was why I called in yesterday about that. It was, you know, with as much division as there is, with as much anxiety as we have going on in our country right now, I mean, Donald Trump, 2 assassination attempts, 5 Iranian hit teams supposedly on soil in the United States right now as we speak, the national debt, inflation, all the things that, you know, we talk about here every day. And I saw some videos of this. My daughter went to it. You know, my daughter was just in here talking to you. And I just thought, man, over 600 girls, or not girls, over 600 kids in Billings decided that they would go profess their faith, profess their love of God, or go just see what it was all about. Be brave enough to go out and say, boldly say, I'm curious enough about this, or I have enough faith in my beliefs that I will go out in public and do this thing. And they had music, and it was a fantastic event that was well organized. And I think you'd be hard pressed to find any other event in Billings that would get 600 kids on a Wednesday night to come show
That's
up.
That's crazy. 600, yeah. I'll bet if they do an event like that again, they'll get an even bigger turnout too. Because how many people maybe didn't even know about it?
Right.
Couple minutes before we run out of time this hour of the show, then we got of course Freedom Friday in the 7 o'clock hour. But you told us a year or two ago about Dad Camp, something that you've been a part of. You go up in the mountains, dads with their daughters, and such a really cool thing. That's right around the corner once again. And then there's going to be a winter dad camp in Bozeman that sounds really cool too.
Exactly right. So Dad Camp is an organization that they guide men to become the faith leaders of their family. And if you ever look into the father factor, and you know, if a father leads his family to church or into their faith, 93% of the time the family will follow. If it's anybody other than the father, that number drops off drastically. And if neither parent does it, it drops down to about 2 or 3%. And so one of the things that Dad Camp does is we have several events in Montana. And this year's events are all done. They wrap up around Labor Day. But they're starting a winter dad camp. We've got a dad that comes down from Bozeman. And he's all in on Dad Camp. And he has reached out to some area, some campgrounds around Bozeman, and they've set up a wintertime event.
So a ton of outdoor activities, games, music, study time, everything, right? Before we run out of time, what's the website if people want to get in on the fall dad camp or the winter dad camp with them and their kids coming up in January?
So dadcamp.org is dad camp's main address.
For the whole country.
For the whole country and internationally. And that date will be getting updated on there soon. For the winter event, they're still
working on there now. Find the fall events in Montana, and then as soon as they get it on there for the winter event, you'll have the details there too.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, Tim, great to see you. Thanks for helping to line up these great guests this morning.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Who doesn't like freebies? And your birthday can be a great time to score free treats from restaurants and retailers, according to NerdWallet. In order to score promotions, you'll need to provide your email address and information by signing up for rewards programs ahead of this special occasion. Birthday freebies span many categories, but the most popular is food. Like at Chili's, you can grab a free dessert on your birthday when you sign up for My Chili's Rewards. At Baskin & Robbins, if you create a Baskin & Robbins account and opt in to the birthday club, you'll get a free scoop. While at IHOP, you can get free birthday pancakes by signing up for IHOP's rewards program. And as far as retailers, members of Sephora's Beauty Insider program get a free product set during their birthday month. While at rival Ulta Beauty, members of its rewards program get a free birthday gift and earn double points on all purchases during their birthday month. And at Kohl's, rewards members get a special birthday gift. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.